On walls across Mexico, you can still find large painted murals with the number 43, 5 years after 43 college students disappeared in the southern state of Guerrero. The students had commandeered a bus to attend a protest. That protest itself was to commemorate the infamous massacre in 1968 of a group of students in Mexico City. But the 43 students on the bus were reportedly intercepted by police, and then they vanished. As Emily Green reports from Mexico City, their disappearance remains a grim, unsolved mystery in the country.
Carmen Mendoza is wearing a T-shirt with a picture of her son Jorge Anibal Cruz Mendoza. It's been 5 years since she saw him. 5 years since she received a text from him at 1:16 in the morning asking her to add credit to his phone, that it was urgent. But Mendoza didn't get scared until the next day when her nephew called. He went to the same college as her son.
Mi primo está detenido, se lo llevaron los policías, pero usted quédese tranquila, vamos a ir por ellos.
Her nephew said the police detained her son, but to stay calm. As the day went by, though, Mendoza worried and went to the college, where the police still didn't know where her son was, or his fellow students, all 43 of them.
Yo dije, si están secuestrados, entonces nos van a hablar para pedir un rescate o algo.
She remembers thinking, if they'd been kidnapped, they would have called for help by now.
Digo, si está en el campo, los animales, otras cosas, sin comer, sin nada.
Then more than 8 days passed. She says she imagined her son and his classmates in the countryside with no food. Eventually, Mexico's attorney general announced the results of the government's investigation.
Los testimonios y confesiones que hemos recabado aunadas al resto de las investigaciones realizadas apuntan muy lamentablemente.
He concluded that the local mayor had ordered the police to detain the students so they wouldn't disrupt a political rally. The police then turned the students over to a local cartel, who burned the bodies and dumped the ashes in a river. The attorney general called the results, quote, the historic truth. In a country where extreme violence has left tens of thousands of people disappeared, protest erupted over the 43 missing students. But even the government's grim version of events soon came under attack. Independent investigators say a more likely scenario is that security forces attacked the students because they had, unknowingly, commandeered a bus with a heroin shipment headed to the U.S. The investigators also say there is no evidence that the students had been burned, and to this day, it's unclear where the students were taken. Santiago Aguirre is a lawyer for the families of the disappeared students.
Habla de un sistema de justicia que no funciona.
Aguirre says the case shows a broken justice system. Then, adding to frustration over the case, news broke that the administration of former President Enrique Peña Nieto spied on investigators brought in to probe the case. Aguirre, the lawyer, was among those spied on.
Y el hecho de que no se haya terminado de esclarecer, desde luego que permanece como una mancha sobre la imagen.
He says so many unresolved questions around this case stains Mexico's image. While the Peña Nieto administration never located the students, it did bring forward some suspects. But even that's unraveling. This month, government officials released a prime suspect because, they said, there wasn't enough evidence to hold him. The suspect, a drug cartel leader, allegedly masterminded the crime because he mistakenly believed the students were part of a rival cartel. Mexico's current president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, criticized the decision to release the suspect, suggesting that local prosecutors are taking part in a cover-up.
Vamos a presentar formalmente una denuncia a la Fiscalía General y al Poder Judicial.
The president said he would complain to the Attorney General's office about the suspect's release. But just weeks later, a judge ordered the further release of 24 police officers also arrested in the case. The judge said the suspects had been tortured. Even so, the decision to let them free infuriated Mexico's Undersecretary of Human Rights, Alejandro Encinas.
Es una burla a la justicia.
It's a joke of justice, Encinas says. These decisions encourage silence, complicity, and impunity. For the most part, the investigation into the disappearance of the students is starting from scratch. And the parents of the disappeared students are angry, like Cristina Bautista.
Aquí nos llevan pues ya casi 5 años, todo por culpa del gobierno de Peña Nieto.
She says it's been 5 years of suffering, all because of former President Enrique Peña Nieto. He told us nothing but lies, she says. Since the disappearance of her son, Benjamin, Bautista has moved to the rural town where he went to school in hopes that he will be returned to her. He was 19 when he disappeared.
Para mí y para todas las madres, pues decimos que nuestros hijos están vivos porque el gobierno se los llevó. Las policías.
For me and all the mothers, we say that our sons are alive because the government took them. The police took them. They just don't say where. She's hopeful that President López Obrador will fulfill his promise to find the missing students.
Pero los vamos a ir buscando hasta encontrarlos, porque vivos se los llevaron y vivos los queremos.
We will keep looking until we find our children, Bautista says, because they were taken alive, and we want them alive. For The World, Emily Green, Mexico City.